Yeah, I know. I see that too on there. I don't know. a couple years ago, before I got the scanner I was talking about, I bought a brand new unit then, but it only goes up to by 10 megahertz. I knew it. I wanted to get one so I could program it to listen to GMRS and 2 meter and 440. And I have those programmed into it, plus the air band, a bunch of aircraft frequencies and stuff. That's all I wanted. I knew it wasn't going to go up to, you know, digital, wherever they're at now, 900, 1,000 megs, or wherever they're at up there. But I got it. It's easy to program, too. That's the thing. Them low band old scanners, program them, man. They're easy to program compared to the new stuff. You have to be a rocket scientist to program one of those there, okay?
Oh, yeah, further. That's why Sherman told me to get this radio, because you can go, they have the frequency channel, and I forgot the other ones, but you can program the police, and not police no more, but like fire, because the county still uses a little bit of VH and UHF and a couple. He gave me a bunch of them, but yeah, I got the, I get the control tower from Selfridge on there, and I get Richmond fire on there, and I got the county fire on there. But there were some other ones that I got Santa Lake County on there, but I can't get them. But I figure, like, when I go up in that area, when I go camping, I figure, you know, I have them in there, then I can bring the radio with me. So this is actually a scanner, too, but like you said, it don't go up to, you know, the 800 or 700, so it's just UHF or whatever you want to call it.